AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a soggy Christmas cleanup for Southern California.
Heavy rains and strong winds from powerful winter storms this week brought the wettest Christmas season in years to Southern California, triggering widespread mudslides and debris flows that left homes halfway filled with mud. The National Weather Service is still cautioning residents to stay vigilant, even as the rains subside, warning that there is still a risk of more flash flooding and mudslides. Firefighters rescued over 100 people Christmas Day in Los Angeles County. LA police say they responded to more than 350 traffic collisions. In the small town of Wrightwood, northeast of LA, roads turned into rivers with cars still buried up to their windows in rocks, debris, and thick mud. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Residents of Jabo, a village in the northwestern state of Sokoto, told the Associated Press they were overtaken by panic and confusion after yesterday's U.S. airstrike. President Trump announced late last night that the U.S. had carried out a powerful and deadly strike against forces of the Islamic State group in Nigeria, after weeks of accusing the government of failing to stop the targeting of Christians. The Nigerian government has since confirmed that it cooperated with the U.S. government. Residents also told the AP Jabo has never been attacked by armed gangs, but attacks regularly happen in neighboring villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's meeting with President Trump in Florida Sunday. Zelensky told journalists that the two leaders will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. An economic agreement will also be discussed, and the Ukrainian side will also raise territorial issues. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. South Korea says it's ending the foreign adoptions of Korean children. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The announcement comes hours after the United Nations Human Rights Office released South Korea's response to investigators urging that the country spell out concrete plans to address the grievances of adoptees who were sent abroad with fake records or were abused by their foreign parents. South Korea faces growing pressure to deal with widespread fraud and abuse in its adoption program. South Korea's Vice Minister of Health and Welfare says Korean adoptions will be phased out over a 5-year period until it reaches zero adoptions in 2029. Adoptions already have been waning. In the 1980s, South Korea approved more than 6,000 adoptions each year. In 2025, only 24 have been approved. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.